You know, so the last time I talked to you for Twilight, it really wasn't that good of an interview, but I did over 4 million hits online on my website. And it's just, that's the whole thing just freaks me out. It's amazing. And I'm trying to think, how can I get more hits? I'm thinking, can I have Rob look into the camera and say, you're my favorite fan? I'm trying to think of just something really crazy. But the whole thing just blows my mind when you...
Yeah, it's crazy. There's things about, people are saying, oh, it's testing really well, the movie. And I just think, after seeing the episode at Comic-Con where you can just literally put on the word Twilight on the screen and people start screaming, I mean, you could just do that. that's a good enough test. Yeah.
Speaking of screaming, Edward's first big scene in the movie, it's not really the first time we see him on screen, but it's the standard slow-mo walk. Okay, Edward's walking, slow motion, the wind's blowing, and the scream comes up from their truck. And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, this is so bizarre, but how much work goes into a slow-mo walk? Do they literally...
It's the hardest and most humiliating experience.
Are they going, more sexy,
yeah,
Robert?
Yeah, and there was a long walk as well. That was like 40, 50 feet, and it's like when there's nothing else to it other than like looking, trying to look sultry or whatever.
So, okay, but how many times did you have to do that slow-mo walk?
I think I only could do it like 2 times, because I think because Kristen was being my eyeline as well, and like she couldn't stop laughing every single time I was coming across. So I think they managed to get one where it looked like I didn't have a limp, and then like, and that was good enough.
And another screaming episode in the movie, of course, is when we see Robert's bare chest, and of course, it's like looking in the mirror for me, you know. But is it just whole silly? I mean, you had to feel silly just sitting there with the wind blowing and your shirt open and you know white makeup skin.
I mean, that was the only reason, that moment, that I went to the gym in the first place, because I was so terrified about that, and luckily it was right at the end of the shoot as well, and especially seeing Taylor, he's just got his shirt off the whole time, but like, I was more nervous than I've ever been, and there are also 2,500 fans right in front of you, all are looking around, to see, and you're literally doing a strip tease, and I was just thinking, like, you guys are all going to think I'm doing it just for you, and it's really embarrassing.
He actually was just doing it for you, just so you know. So, was being so still, was it naturally coming back to it? Because Edward is just so still in this all the time. You know?
Yeah, more so in this one, I think. I mean, it's weird, because I think he is more sort of still. As well. I really liked the still parts of Twilight, so I sort of did that. Yeah. And then the third one, I've kind of, tried to loosen it up a bit again.
Yeah, now the emotional...
Sorry.
Thanks so much. All right.